I went into a chandler's shop, some candles for to buy. I looked around the chandler's shop, but no one did I spy. I was disappointed and some angry words I said. Then I heard the sound of a right above my head. Oh, I heard the sound of a right above my head. Well, I was slick and I was quick, and up the stairs I sped. And much to my surprise, I found the chandler's wife in bed. And with her was another man of most gigantic size. And they were having a right before my eyes. Oh, they were having a right before my eyes. When the fun was over and done, and the lady raised her head, she was quite surprised to find me standing by the bed. If you will be discreet, my lad, if you will be so kind, I will let you come up for some whenever you feel inclined. I will let you come up to some whenever you feel inclined. So many a day and many a night, when the chandler wasn't home, to get myself some candles to the chandler's shop at Rome. But nary a one she gave to me, but gave to me instead a little bit more of the to light my way to bed. Oh, a little bit more of the to light my way to bed. So all of you married men, take heed if ever you come to town. If you must leave your mama alone, be sure to tie her down. Or if you would be kind to her, just sit her on the floor. Mind you give her so much of that, she doesn't need any more. Mind you give her so much of that, she doesn't need any more.